Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to your Friday. Would you be banned if you pulled a Mooney on YouTube?
Would you be banned?
Arse out.
No, I think you can get your bum out.
Have you ever done a Mooney?
Yeah.
Last time?
Window, bedroom.
To who?
14, passers-by.
In your own house?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
It's a confidence play, isn't it? Well, where do you do it? You
I go did to it sort on of coach waste ground. The way back from a school trip.
Really?
Mooneyed it up. I think we went to Langdug, no.
Did the balls come out of the back?
No, the balls were still in the trousers.
In the front?
Yeah. Just that's my good. Hairy arse.
Harry at 14.
Oh, mate, Harry at 12.
Really?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Ethan James, everybody.
Oh, hello, everyone. The Meister.
Have you ever pulled a Mooney?
No, I don't really like getting my arse out and things like that. I know that's your kind of thing, like your kind of boyish humour, maybe acting a bit like dirty or minging, but no, I quite like being clean and wearing like zippy jumpers and things and looking quite nice.
So, biggest stories of the week.
It's
the time of the year in the UK where, like, massive bands do big gigs.
Yeah, festival season, they call it.
Yeah, but also the biggest of the bands don't even need festivals. They can do the Etihad or they can do big 60,000 capacity venues by themselves. Harry Styles is still kicking them out. Bruce Springsteen's in town.
Springsteen.
Beyonce did, get this, Edinburgh, Cardiff, London, then one other UK date.
Okay.
Where?
Oh, I think I know this.
Manchester?
Ethan will know it. Near him.
Newcastle?
Nope.
Gateshead? Sunderland?
Why would you go Gateshead? Sunderland. She did the Stadium of Light.
Why did she do Sunderland?
No, no idea. Where's Manchester? Come on. It's miles away. And at the minute, Coldplay did the Etihad.
Yeah.
A couple of things I want to bring up from there. They're very sort of eco-friendly at the minute. Have you seen that there are these big dance floors they've made, not that cover the whole standing ground of the Etihad, but like they cover a good square, like a good amount of room. You have to kind of walk onto it, and they're kinetic, and if you dance on them hard enough, you build up energy. They're very eco-friendly now. Chris Martin gets the bus or slash the train to his different gigs. They also do stints in one stadium instead of moving around to different ones. Four nights of the Etihad, and near the toilets at the Etihad with these bikes where if you did 10 minutes on the bike, you raised a lot of energy for the next gig the next day. What's up with you, Joe?
You know Chris Martin's selling all that electricity, don't you? He's selling it back to the grid and he's keeping the lion's share.
No, he's not. I think he's mint, Chris Martin. I don't get people who don't like Coldplay.
He's keeping that electricity for himself.
What, for his house?
For his house, for his fleet of Tesla, for everything. For the electric plane that he's got going from gig to gig.
Well, at least it's electric.
He's using the workers' manpower, isn't he?
Yeah, but to imagine
that. For insane.
Yeah, but I think a lot of them would be happy to know that they've made electricity for Chris Martin.
Yeah, I feel like the world has done a sort of 180 on Coldplay. I think 10 years ago, people used to really take the piss out of them, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like, they were a bit silly, they're a pop band. It's all
like
a bit
it. Sky
full of
them.
Stars, all a bit sincere and poetic and a bit cheesy.
Mm.
But actually, I think now most people are willing to admit they like half a dozen or so Coldplay songs.
Mint.
I think in terms of, not in terms of style whatsoever, but in terms of sort of ubiquity, if that's a word.
Yeah.
I think they're almost the modern day equivalent of ABBA. In that they've got, when you think, oh, I like two or three Coldplay songs, and you actually listen to them, there's probably 10 or 12 Coldplay songs you actually know and like. They've got a really good catalogue of good songs.
But everyone likes ABBA.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I think we're getting to a point where everyone actually likes Coldplay. Like a dad will like Coldplay. They're not as big as ABBA, but a dad will like Coldplay. A 15-year-old girl will like Coldplay. A bloke who's into football will like Coldplay. A bloke who's into, you know, performing arts will like Coldplay. I really think they're one of the most liked bands
in the world. The best band that I've ever lived, I think you could actually argue.
No, is Coldplay the best band ever?
I really
love Coldplay.
You
by
just
the
said
way.
They're the best band that have ever lived, and I've never heard Ethan mention Coldplay in my life until this.
I think people might look back, and like when Coldplay stop in like 20 years time,
they
look back and people go, I think they could be top of the debate, and we didn't realise it at the time.
Cold rewind when you look back. When Ethan, Do you love them?
I think they've got the best songs in the world.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I love Coldplay.
Did you go and watch them then?
No, I would have loved to. I didn't get a ticket.
Why didn't you tell me?
What, you would have got them in Coldplay?
You don't think he knows mine?
I sold you Coldplay in a heartbeat.
He could have sold you
Coldplay.
I didn't know
you liked Coldplay.
I love Coldplay.
This man is a walking event contact. If you want a pie the size of Rotherham, he can do it for you. If you want to go see the Rolling Stones in, you know, Timor Leste, he can get you that. Yeah? That's what Joe McGrath is. No, Timor Leste, it's a country.
Right, next time around Ethan, we'll do it, yeah? We'll go to Fingy. And also another one. For the last week, a superstar has been living in Manchester. She's actually taken her... This is wild. She's taken her whole family over here to live for a bit. I think it's a two-week period. Her son and her daughter are over here, and it's actually her daughter's birthday, Willow. They went to a place called Total Ninja. Ethan, have you heard of it?
Is this like Ninja Warrior when you like run around in that and like there's a massive obstacle course and that?
So here's the artist. Tonight and tomorrow, Pink's playing Bolton. Huh? Do you know Pink?
Of course I know Pink. What, P exclamation mark NK? Yeah, I fucking know Pink.
She's doing Bolton today. I love Pink. Two nights.
I think when it's all said and done, we'll probably look back at Pink and say she's the greatest artist of all time.
No, that's silly. That's ludicrous.
Yeah, it is ludicrous. But Pink. She's been living in Manchester for 2 weeks.
Why?
She loves Total Ninja.
Right.
I think she went to Yates's. The one just outside Gay Village.
She's really living it up.
She went to that one.
Where's the one just outside Gay Village?
Gay Village, just the Yates, just outside Gay Village, across the road.
You're just repeating what you've said already. I heard you. I'm asking for more information.
All right. Near the coach station.
Thank you.
Do you know where it is now?
I know where it is now.
She went there and she did the Imperial War Museum.
What, as a gig?
No! Oh. Just as a little day out. Oh. It was her son's or daughter's birthday, Willow.
I once walked in the Imperial War Museum before and I got nervous when I saw the reception and the security guy was looking at us, so I walked straight back out.
Why did you get nervous? Were you about to do some sort of protest?
No, I don't know. I just felt like I shouldn't be... Because I just was walking past it and I walked in and I was thinking, oh, this is not very me doing something when I don't have any plans for it. This is spontaneous.
That's
and
all
I walked
you ever
in.
Do?
I just panicked, Drew. I just thought, this... I have no right to be here.
You know, it's not like...
Free music.
You know, it's not like...
It's free.
Free... Yeah.
Oh, because I saw the reception, that made me panic. I was thinking, oh God, they're going to show me a ticket.
A museum, I have no right to be here. Who do you think has a right to go into the Imperial War Museum?
That's true.
Soldiers.
We've stole a lot of stuff.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
We've stole a lot of stuff.
We have, yeah, but I don't
think... And hurt a lot of countries as well along the way.
Oh, so you think from a political
perspective... That's Manisha getting in your head, that. India.
Yeah, we've been awful to the Indian population at
it's
large.
True, isn't it? We've been awful.
Yeah, but I don't know if Manisha said that to him.
Has Manisha ever brought it
up?
Yeah,
she has.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And rightly so.
Going on about it.
Rightly so.
I think now's the time to have a wake-up call, to be honest.
I don't like this.
It's 100 years ago. Me and Ethan have got nothing to do with it. If anything, I'm Irish, so I haven't fuck all to do with it. We were just chilling, starving.
Where have you been Irish?
Yeah, you really look like you've been starving. Fucking hell. If anything, Joe was Irish and starving at the time.
We were over there. You just there in Sheffield making steel.
None of my family have ever been born in Sheffield.
Yeah, they have.
No, they haven't.
What about Grandad Sheffield?
Oh, Grandad Sheffield. Yeah, no, he was.
If you traced your heritage back, where does it go, do you think?
Nottingham.
Oh, so much you're from America.
Nottingham, then London, then Ireland on my dad's side.
Welcome back.
You're not Irish. And then on my mum's side, it's California, Poland. I don't know before that.
Really? Poland?
Yeah.
You got a bit of Polish in you?
Just a little bit, mate.
Wow.
Yeah. What?
Ethan?
What's funny about your mum and dad?
I bet you've got some wild
His family haven't moved from the spot in generations.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone in my family who's from outside of Gates.
Yeah, I fucking knew it as well. I knew it with him. Honestly, he's been bred into an absolute
coffin by inbreeding up there. The bad people in it, Ethan's past is probably the worst, isn't it?
Yeah.
Historically. Is that Gates, Dad?
Yeah. Oh, how do you think those gates were built?
How were they built?
What have you... Really?
I don't know. What is this?
Who's, you brought it up.
Whose family is the most... No, I didn't. You did.
Is that true, Ethan?
I think it was me.
Oh. Right, what have you got? What's in the news this week?
This Prince Harry thing, have you seen this? So there's a phone hacking case regarding Prince Harry. And he said that he told the court that every single article played a destructive role in his life, etc. There are no cameras in court. This is a tweet from Sky News. There are no cameras in court. Actually, I've got a little fact about that. Do you know you can't take pictures or film in court in England? That's the law. Did you know also that the rules on recreating imagery in court are so strict that, do you know the court sketch artist?
Yeah.
They can't even do that in court. The court sketch artist has to look at the scene, memorize it, leave the room, and do the painting in the lobby or outside of the court.
Mad,
how mad is that?
It's so mad.
Did you know that, Ethan? They're doing it by memory, those sketches.
That's nuts, isn't it?
That's mad,
but
isn't
it's crazy because you'll get this like murderer who's killed an innocent person, and you've got this, and then the news will cut to a drawing of him.
I know.
And it's like one of those drawings you get on like the beach side where they try and make you balloon a bit.
A little caricature sketch. So anyway, there are no cameras in court, so as part of a special programme, Sky News has recorded what was said by the Duke, played by an actor. Have you seen this?
No.
So it's an actor pretending to be Prince Harry in one of the most odd sort of like invasions of privacy I've ever seen in my life. Have a look at that.
Right, okay, so...
That's just some bloke pretending to be Prince Harry.
He's got the beard for it, he's got to go there.
I believe that, again, as a child, every single one of these articles played an important role, a destructive role, in my growing up.
Doing an impression of Prince
Harry.
He's
managed to, like, make a little chuckle, like, so he knows his little breaks from the queue. Yeah. Weird, that,
how bizarre is that? Getting an actor pretend to be Prince Harry. Just fucking leave people alone.
What I did...
Why are we doing this?
What I did hear in the news is that...
That's a fake beard as well.
Yeah. Did you know the last sort of monarch or member of the royal family in court... a member of the royal family that hasn't been in court for 100 years. King Edward VII was the last one in court.
What was he there for?
Guess.
Buggery.
Was it when he was... Was he abdicating? Is that a court-based system?
What does that mean?
Was it him that abdicated?
No. He was giving evidence.
Ooh.
Come on.
1923, then. What would that have been?
This is 1870. Oh, no, even less, more than 100 years. 1923.
Do you know how numbers work? Sorry. Joe?
19th century, late 19th century.
So that's 1800s, then. So it's probably closer to 150 years.
Yeah. What was he doing in the prison?
Well, it depends what time he did it.
About half eight.
No, not in the morning. What year was it?
They often did court early them days. It was the late 19th century.
Okay.
One guess each. Ethan, why was the last king...
Giving evidence for what? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, giving evidence for what?
Giving evidence?
I don't know that much about the history of the royal family in terms of person by person. I know broad strokes of names. Was it something to do with a war? 100 Years War? The Boer War?
Right, okay, that's yours. What are you going to go for, Ethan?
War crimes.
So he witnessed something. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
And where was he when he witnessed something?
You're getting all this extra information? Make the guess, man.
Come on, just tell us. What do you think it is? You're not going to get it anyway.
Was he at home?
He could have been at home. He was helping to defend a friend who was caught up in a cheating scandal during a card game.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
How big a... What? So someone went... No, you've
affairs,
lied.
Gambling, slander. King Edward VII, the last senior royal to give evidence in court, was far more scandalous than Prince Harry. King Edward VII gave evidence twice in a high court.
How the fuck has a card game gone to the high court?
I thought it was something like a card game like Truth or Dare, and the truth came that he'd been cheating. That's what I honestly thought you meant at first. When he said he was cheating.
So someone was playing poker and they cheated, and then that went to the high courts.
Yeah.
Things were really fucking dull back then, weren't they?
Yeah, but everything.
We've got Vardy Gate now. Do you know what I mean? That's what we take to the high court.
It has its own name.
Yeah, we've got that.
Go on. Well, no. What is it?
Wagatha
Christie.
Yes. It's got an iconic name, both of you got it wrong.
We've got Wagatha Christie now. They're going to the high court wasting court time because someone did a cheat at a card game.
But they didn't
embarrassing.
They didn't have Babe Station then or someone like that to keep you occupied. The men just didn't know what to do with themselves.
How many hours a week do you spend watching Babe Station?
As much time as I do in court.
And that's a lot.
Doesn't make sense. Right, Ethan, it's the 1 out of 10 club.
Oh, yes. Hello, welcome to this great new feature that we've brought, the 1 out of 10 club.
Yes!
What have we brought in so far? Well, I wish my memory was that good. Can you
brownies,
remind me?
Sparkling water, potato salad.
Brownies.
What, disgraceful. Disgraceful that the brownies even got clubs.
And the only one that's got in was the sparkling water, is that right?
Which is a disgrace, because sparkling water is a little treat, but fine.
Treat for who?
For me.
Mice.
For me. Why would mice have it?
Why would you have it?
No. Why would mice be any more likely to drink sparkling water than anything else or any other animal?
Don't know.
Right. Why did you say it then?
Sounded right. Ethan James.
Oh, well, this is my first ever nomination to the 1 out of 10 club, and I've placed it about 6 feet behind
this
me.
This is more nerve-wracking than the 9 out of 10 club, because you're literally saying, I hate this.
I hate you.
Right, I've just flung myself back there at an amazing pace. Oh, yeah, you saw that. And I've picked up the item now.
If these are what I think they are, I don't even need to try them.
What are they?
No, go on. Get them out, because I want to ruin one that
he's going to probably call it some sort of food for mice.
So give me the tea.
Nope.
Oh, never mind then.
This food I believe to be dry, bland and overrated. Mm. It can be done in a few different ways, but at the end of the day, the one consistency there is that it's always crap.
Oh.
And that is the pretzel.
Whoa. Whoa.
Ethan James.
Whoa, boy.
This is brilliant.
This is
brilliant.
Has anyone ever told you that you're actually so brave? So there's obviously... there's a few different types of pretzel. There's one we've got here, which is the Penn State Baked Pretzel Sour Cream and Chive Flavoured Snack. This is your standard sort of small pretzel. You're looking at roughly 2 inches in diameter, then dusted in a standard sort of cheese and onion dust. But there's also the big pretzel with the salt studding that you might see on there.
Awful. Do you know what's bad as well? No, the only good ones... Do you know the pretzels?
Can I finish doing your sentence?
Give me them. I think you. Even...
3 words. Snyders of Hanover. Have you had them, Ethan?
Let me Google them.
I don't know what that means.
Snyders of Hanover are a sort of small bag, but that is very densely
100%,
packed.
100%. Yeah, they're the only.
Very densely packed, and it's not pretzels. It's pretzel bits.
Oh, they are unbelievable. Pretzel.
And you can get a jalapeno. And what's the other part of and cheddar flavored one? They are delicious. There's also a buffalo one, which is pretty good. But the Snyders of Hanover, the oil content is so unbelievably high. Do you know they were banned in the EU for a while?
Really?
Because of some kind of quibble about the quality of the oil they were using. It was too low grade.
Oh.
Yeah. So part of that great Snyders of Hanover flavor was coming from basically bitumen. But the Snyders.
Bitumen.
The Snyders of Hanover is a genuine treat. Have you never had them, Ethan?
No. So is it like very salty? Is that the case?
It's salty. It's rich. It's fatty.
Let's just get into this.
These are the Penn State. These are your more standard style pretzel.
Well, you see, Joe, I was just having a look for pretzels. I went to a couple of places. I couldn't find the ones I wanted. But these ones have a bit of flavour. And the usual quite dry, plain pretzel with a bit of salt on the outside. That's kind of the one that's super dry
and
super crap.
Well, let's go for that then. Because these are quite nice. Let's go for
The flavouring is all right. But
a standard, small, brown, crispy pretzel with just salt on it. The typical how they come pretzel.
Awful.
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 Isn't it?
Awful.
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 They are awful. I've never noticed it.
Why
they're
so bad, and they've got no like redeemable feature. I can't even use them as a dip.
What? No, because there's holes in them. You're basically using a sieve as a soup spoon.
Awful,
awful. What?
Awful.
What are they made from? Even? What type of flour is it that goes that brown? This like glossy, shiny texture where it's like right in the back of your nose. These are quite nice because they've got the sour cream and chive.
Well, the flavouring's nice in them, but really when you lick off the flavouring, then it's just,
What is, pretzels seem so like what they thought was modern 200 years ago, doesn't it?
Oh, not for me. What about the bigger baked ones? See, I'm not even keen on them.
They don't taste of anything.
They don't.
See, the pretzel can be made good. I've had a pretzel that was stuffed with hot dog. That was good.
Ooh, yeah, I've had hot dogs doing the heavy lifting, isn't it?
But again, the Snyders of Hanover. You're looking at a jalapeno and cheddar to do the heavy lifting. You're looking at a honey mustard to do the lifting. Even here, you're looking at the sour cream and chive to do the lifting. If I gave you a ready salted kettle chip, that's fine. That's great.
It's still good.
But if I just gave you a salted pretzel, have you ever had the pretzel pieces with peanut butter in the middle?
No.
They're quite nice.
Okay. But the standard general pretzel, generic pretzel,
they are actually shit. They are shit. Ethan, you've smashed it.
Well,
for me, they're in the 1 out of 10 club. And not because they're just genuinely vile, but there's so little drawing me to a pretzel.
Yeah.
It might as well be 1 out of 10.
Ethan James, you've smashed it.
That's a, wow. Thank you. Brilliant, brilliant choice. So the pretzel, standard salted brown crispy pretzel, goes in the 1 out of 10 club.
Wow, well, get Ethan your James. Suggestions in. I've seen one that was suggested to us on Instagram that I'm going to bring in next week. In the 1 out of 10 club. But listen, we finished this week's episode by Joe hitting a TV and also by saying the patrons are going to get the live show. The live show was filmed by a wonderful man called Chris. The audio is perfect on it. It's like we've amped the level up of the production. Yeah.
If you saw the first one, you'll know we filmed it on one camera. The quality wasn't great. It was kind of a secondary thought because we were so worried about our first ever show. This time, the production standard is much higher.
Through the roof.
Yeah, it's very watchable.
Here's a nice little chunk of the live show.
Yeah.
But I ask you this. Go and sign up if you've not already.
Yeah.
It is so funny from start to finish. It is a glorious time with a lot of the sloppers involved as well.
Yep.
Ethan's got two surprise guests from Ethan James, family and friend member, and just good fun.
Yeah. The full thing is exclusive to our Patreon. Join the Slopper Army at patreon.com/sloppyjoespod. Link in the description. You get loads of extra stuff as well, but obviously you get to see the full live show.
Indeed. So enjoy this, and we'll see you on Tuesday for another packed edition of the Sloppy Joes.
Bye!
Bye, everyone!
Leave Ethan.
Tra!
What is your name, sir?
John.
John Ethan's stepdad! Come on!
Before we carry on, Ethan, tell us a bit about your stepdad, because he features in the podcast almost every week. And I would say, actually, he features in more of our off-air conversations than anyone else in any of our lives.
No,
John's a big part of your life, isn't he?
Wow, it just feels like a bit of a...
This is your life.
Yeah, but this is your life. Or a funeral.
No, no. Sorry. No
funeral. All right, okay. Yeah.
That's not a hologram.
No. John's my stepdad. He
do you love him in that?
Brought me up. Notable things I tell you about about John is that we used to go to the cottage when we were kids, and when I was a kid, sorry, not when he was a kid. used to have some wild adventures.
John, can you stay behind after, please?
Great cook, which is why I thought
that's what I was trying for you
to get.
Yeah.
So great cook, that's why we've brought him down to bring a 9 out of 10.
What was it like, you know, Ethan as a kid? What did I like about Ethan as a kid? I liked strangling him.
That's true.
Homer and Bart.
We've got a photo of that.
A photo of that?
Yeah.
One hand up.
Yeah.
Right, what have you got, John?
John's ginger cake.
Cake. Ooh. This looks like a lot there, John. How'd you make it? You take the mic.
You make it with ginger. and many other things, but it also cures several problematic aspects of the human condition.
Wow.
Please go on.
Wow. Oh, I tell you what, John.
Oh, it's
ever so moist.
Yeah. Oh, it's ginger. Wow, John. Oh, John. Straight in, John.
Come back, yeah.
So what does this cake claim to cure?
This cake...
You're not allergic, are you?
I'm reliably told by Doug, the guy, the old boy who runs our local walking group, that's the only thing that gives him an erection.
Would have loved if you told me that before I heard about it, John. Just pop back in the chair a little bit. There's no Viagra in this, is there, John?
No.
Thoughts? Why don't you tell him whether it's had that effect on you, Ethan?
No, I,
Not yet, Drew. I think you give it 20 minutes or so. But no, this...
give it time, he said.
Give it time. Class. Ginger cake's probably one of my favourite things that John can rustle up. Just so
that's
moist.
Not the only thing you can rustle up by the sound of it.
It's so moist, gingery. Just really nice on the tongue.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
Is it going in for you?
100%. Incredible. In. Yeah.
I just spotted something. Joe and John have got the same shorts on. Joe, come up here. Look at these. Did you shop together? Look at it. TK Maxx. Oh, loving the light blue. Look at the light blue twins. So I missed something then. Yeah. I was handing out ginger cake. It cures erection. What happens with your erection?
It gives you one. Apparently.
Gives you instantly.
No, not instantly. You've got to give it.
Who's got one? What a game. Timed it. Right, so everyone's sort of having a slice. What do you think, Ethan? Is it straight in for you?
Well, absolutely. And the audience who have tried it as well, you should get their side of things as well, Joe.
Oh, sorry, Joe. Yeah, by the way, joking.
Yeah.
Joe, what do you think?
I think it's lovely. I love ginger. I love how moist it is.
You love erections.
I love erections. I've always said that. We're just back to the old Joe Smith cake conundrum.
He hates cakes, if you don't know.
I just don't love cake. And that, and John, that's not your fault. Now, the question is, does my hatred for cake be outweighed by my love of erections? And on this occasion, it doesn't. So for me, it's not going in. Sorry, John. I wanted it.
Oh, you want the audience interaction. Okay. For everyone who's tried, John's ginger cake, is it getting in? Say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say no if you tried it. Oh, one of you. John nearly found you in the crowd. So come this way, John. I want to celebrate him. Ladies and gentlemen, our second entry today. Keep your hands out of your pocket. What are you keeping your hands in there for?
Hold it down.
Yeah. Hold it down.
Don't really lift that up.
What a crazy day this is. Ladies and gentlemen, are your hands clean?
Yeah.
Everyone, John's ginger cake!